On April 20th, 1979, President Jimmy Carter was attacked by a swamp rabbit that swam up to his fishing boat in Plains, Georgia. There's no punchline. That's all I got.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
I hate that message, Mark. I know. Who cares? But we've discussed that before. So just call me when you get a second. It's not an emergency. I'm on the freeway. Otherwise, I would have texted you. I don't have that where you can talk to text. That would be perfect. Okay, bye.
Don't have the talk and text? Is that what she said? So she's not referring to the voicemail you hear on the radio. She's referring to my actual voicemail where it says, sorry, I can't pick up the phone, but I'm talking with someone as important as you. And she's always hated that, which is why I'll never change it. And, you know, a lot of people do respond and say they like the message. And so can't please everybody. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. 2 weeks in a row, we're going to have an economist, Peter Rupert, from Family Guy, UCSB Economic Forecast. Richard was waiting. UCSB Economic Forecast Executive Director and the UCSB Annual Forecast event is coming up May 16, 2019. So he'll tell us who's going to be there and what's going on. And we'll ask him some questions that we asked him 12 months ago and see what he's got to say about the new tax law, the impact on the economy, tariffs with China. And so we'll keep track on him and see if he's got anything different to say. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update. Tracking median home price sales weekly and year-to-date will do in the first segment. The horrible news about the San Diego synagogue shooting on April 27th, and then on April 28th, I read online here in Santa Barbara, next door, it's a neighborhood website, someone found a swastika painted on a bike path area, and they were asking, you know, what they should do, and the consensus was to have the police come out and photograph it. Sometimes they can ID people. Oh, that's more with graffiti where you have a signature. But who knows? Maybe they know the paint. But then someone said there's a guy who volunteers to remove graffiti. And they came out with his name, Ed Grapper. I don't know if he just does Goleta. He's got a 964 number, 805-964-7117. Ed Grapper, a local guy, volunteers to clean up on graffiti. So, kind of negative graffiti to clean up. Okay, let's take a look. And then we'll do a little motoring with Mark as well. Interesting history on a property. But the good news, as we hit the 17th week of the year 2019, Montecito coming back from last year's numbers, at least the first 17 weeks of the year. Number of sales up 45%. This year, 42 sales. Last year, same time, 29 sales. And that this year's 2019, 42 sales matches, just about matches 2017, where you had 44 sales for the first 17 weeks of the year. In 2017, 2018, the debris flow, 29 sales. In 2019, 42 sales. Median price of $2,970,000. Which is better than the last 2 years. Last year was $2,750,000. Year before that, $2,830,000. So 8% increase in the median price, 45% increase in the number of sales, Montecito only. And for the Festivus, for the rest of us, from Carpinteria to Goleta, including Montecito, 289 sales. Last year at this time, 283 sales. So about the same. Median price, $1,345,000. $1,345,000 is the year-to-date median price for the first 17 weeks. Single-family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, South Coast from Carpinteria to Goleta. $1,345,000. Last year was $1,003,000. And both, you know, high, because last year we ended up at $1,255,000. 2017, we ended up $1,285,000. So we always seem to start off the year with a higher median price. And anything to add to that? I don't think so. This was a house in Samarkand. And I represented buyers when it sold in 1993 for $470,000. And the address is Talent Road, but it's actually a part of the original, was once part of the original Samarkand estate. And there's a bigger house up around the hill. So it's a long, long private driveway off Talent Road. And you get to this first little house, 1925, little two-bedroom plus an office, one-and-a-half bath. And then separate from that is a one-bedroom, one-bath guest cottage. And beneath that is a garage. And that has its own little separate driveway that goes down below grade. Below that was a tennis court owned by still another person. The tennis court's in disrepair. Didn't seem to be interested in selling it. Then the house and guest cottage, and then you go up to the top in the original Samarkand estate, which also sold. Should have pulled that up. But back in 1993, I met these nice people, sold it to them for $470,000. And then in 2008, they decided to move up north, and it sold for $1,350,000. And then in 2018, it came on the market for $1,477,000, sold for $1,469,000 in 3 days. So the main house, just two bedrooms and an office, one and a half bath. So not much there, simple. But just the guest house feature is amazing, and the driveway, the long private driveway, the seclusion, and yet you can walk to Oak Park. You're right at that end of Samarkand. Oh, what did I print? Oh, well, that's not important. This was another one that came around. I guess there were three houses. They all came up around the same time. Another one around the corner, so this would have been in the early 2018, on Samarkand, came up at $1,495,000. It had last sold in 1965. And so instead of asking $1,469,000, like the house on Talent, they were asking $1,495,000. And it was a fixer and a larger house. And it sold for just under $1,003,000. 21 days on the market. So, and then still there was a third one on Clinton Terrace. Also came up like within the same week. And they were asking $1,495,000, and that was completely redone. But maybe the least desirable location of the three. Not making it a bad location, but... and then it sold... Looks like it sold for $1,395,000. So that was a tale of three homes, Samarkand homes, right next to each other. And it's always interesting what you can get, for a similar amount of money, three very different properties. And as they say, there's a seat for every, what's that expression? There's a pot for every seat. There's a something or other. You're listening to... we should be listening to ESPN Radio. I mean, there were two great NBA games last night. I watched one of them, and I guess you can podcast that. This is much better because we're going to have Peter Rupert on next, economist UCSB. We're going to talk about what he's got to say about the economy and what's going to happen. And we're going to see, is he rich? Does he buy and sell stocks? I mean, he's an economist, right? He should know what's going on. I mean, that's why he's not coming into the studio. I think he's calling from his private plane. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.